平安。
平安，平安 ，Brother Sister。
很高兴，而且有四个月没有见到你们，有四个月的时间没有见到你们。
I'm very glad to be here because it has been 4 months that I haven't seen you.
今天我也能够面对面的见到你们，很高兴。
So I'm really joyful today that I could see you all face to face.
没有开始以前，我们还是先祷告。
So before we start, shall we have a word of prayer, please?
亲爱的主，我满心感谢，满心赞美你。
Dear Lord, we're full of thanksgiving and praises to you.
这是一个主日，是你复活的日子，也是你复生的日子。
This is the Lord's Day, the day of your resurrection, and also the day of your victory.
我们这些蒙恩的儿女，清晨的早晨，我们都要来到你的宝座的跟前。
All of us who are saved by your grace at this early morning will come before your throne.
我们要把荣耀的力都归给你，归给你，因你名所当得的荣耀归在你的名下。
We will ascribe all strength and glory to you. Ascribe glory and strength to you. Ascribe this to your name, unto it due your glory.
感谢主，我们原本都是死在过犯罪恶中的人。
Thank the Lord, we are all dead in sins and trespasses.
我们是没有指望、没有神的人。
We have no hope, we have no God.
感谢恩主，让我们今天能够接受主耶稣的血，我们能够与你亲近。
Thank our gracious Lord that today through your blood we can be drawn near to you.
主啊，把这些年早晨我们都带着一个敬拜的灵来到你的面前。
Lord, may this morning we all come with a worshipful heart.
我们都要确实敬拜，在就是我们主的跟前，我们都应当跪下。
We will bow our knees and worship you before our Redeemer.
就我们把余下的时间都交付给主。
Lord, we simply commit the following time to you.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军的耶和华，你的荣耀充满全地。
Holy, 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 the Lord of hosts, your glory fills all the earth.
愿你的荣耀今天也充满在这个教会中。
May your glory today also fill this church.
我们看见你的荣耀，看见你的宝座。
Let us see your glory and your throne.
主啊，但愿从开始一直到末了，你在我们中间掌权，居首位。
Lord, may you have the first place, may you reign from the beginning to the end of this meeting.
无论说出口的、翻译的，我们都需要你的恩典，需要你的能力。
Your mouthpiece, the translator, we all need your grace, need your power.
感谢主，你给我们的乃是个刚强的灵，谨守的灵，仁爱的灵。
Lord, we thank you for you have given us this spirit of power, spirit of love, and the spirit of sound mind.
愿这个灵充满你的仆人，充满我们翻译的姊妹。
May the spirit fill me, your mouthpiece, and also fill the sister who translates.
每一句话都带着能力。
That every word comes with power.
只有带着能力的话，能够感动我们。
Only the word with power can move us.
能够勉励我们，安慰我们，也能够建造我们。
Can encourage, comfort, and also build us up.
我们也把在座的每一位都交托给主。
And also we give everyone who's sitting here to our Lord.
主，我但愿你开我们属灵的耳朵，开我们属灵的眼睛。
Lord, open our spiritual ears and spiritual eyes.
我们正像保罗一样，能够明白你福音的奥秘。
So that we'll be like Paul, understanding the very mystery of the gospel.
更叫我们明白基督的奥秘就是教会。
And also help us to understand that the mystery of Christ is the church.
主，你爱教会，为教会生死。
Lord, you love the church and you give yourself up for her.
你用水洗手道把教会
And you have washed her with water by the word of God. You have sanctified her, cleansed her. To present her to yourself as a glorious church without wrinkle or spot or any such thing. Holy without blemish. Let you receive the glory to all generations forever and ever. May all the glory, honor, blessing, and majesty be to God and the one who sits on the throne and the Lamb who is slain. May mercy and grace and peace be from the God and from our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask and pray by the Holy Spirit, by the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Now, brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
第一处在以赛亚书。
Now, the first one is in Isaiah.
我们来看64章。
We will read chapter 64.
我们就是念两节好了，一个六，一个八，第六节第八节。
We will just read two verses, verse 8 and verse 10.
Verse 8 and 8.
But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Where did our iniquities have taken us away? That to Hades, to hell.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们没有得救以前的那个光景。Brothers
and sisters, this is exactly what we were before we were saved.
第八节。Verse 8。感谢主。Thank the Lord。耶和华，现在你认识我们的父，我们是你爸，不要忘记，我们都是你爸，你是窑匠。
But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay. Don't forget, we are simply clay, and you are our potter, and all we are the work of your hand.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要忘记，我们没有得救的以前，我们都是泥巴，我们也都是一次渐渐的枯干的那个意思。So
brothers and sisters, do not forget that before we are saved, we are simply the clay. We are simply the leaves that are gradually drying out.
我们都是不洁净的。We
are all unclean.
好，我们再来念出以弗所书。Now
we're going to read Ephesians
第二章
chapter 2。
我们来看第一节到第三节。We
will read from verse 1 to 3。
这也是我们过去的光景。This
is what we were before.
你们就是我们呐。
And you, that us.
死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins.
我们原本都是 spiritual dead, 我们与神完全隔离的。
We were originally spiritually dead, and we were alienated from God.
那时你们在其中，行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服谁啊？没有顺服神，没有顺服那创造我们的神，去顺服谁啊？空中掌权的蛇灵，就是现今被你之中，在被你之子心中运行的邪灵。哎呀，这是我们过去的那一个光景。
In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit which now works in the sons of disobedience. We used to obey the evil spirit, the voice of Satan. We did not obey God, who is our creator.
第三句
Verse 3
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的事，随从肉体和心中所喜好的心，本为什么苦怒之子，和别人一样，我们是卑劣之子，我们是苦怒之子。
Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. So we were sons of wrath, children, sons of disobedience, and children of wrath, just like the others. Verse 8.
不是出于自己的，是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作。刚刚我们念的以赛亚书64章也讲到，我们是父手中的工作。这里又讲到工作，但是这个工作不一样，这是 masterpiece 杰作。
Now verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. And in Isaiah 64, we just read, we are the works of the hand of God. Here, the verse also says, we are his workmanship. This work is different from that, because in Ephesians, we are his masterpiece.
我们就是父，就是我们神手中的天主，并且在基督里什么，已经做成了，感谢神，已经做成了这个结束。
And we are the masterpiece of his hand. And thank the Lord that this work has been done. We are now his masterpiece. So we're prepared to do the work which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Verse 12. 活在世上没有指望，没有神的人，但是我们感谢神，从前你们美丽生的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血心的清净了。
Verse 12, and at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
Amen. 看第三章。
Now we will read chapter 3.
我们来读第二十节。
We will read verse 20.
还有二十一节。
And 21.
神能造作运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，还超出我们所求所想的。二十一节。但愿他在 哪一个做荣耀，在教会中，在教会中能够定在基督耶稣里得做荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。
Verse 20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
我想还要，本来我想需要念这个第六章的十八节那里两节我想不念了，我就这里提一提，在那里讲什么保罗说要我们要祷告这个这是我们神给我们的几样物和这个武器嘛同撒旦征战的武器嘛，最后第七重的武器就是要祷告保罗就说你们要为我祷告，让我有口才让我们能够方便讲什么福音的奥秘，福音的奥秘。他说我为这个福音的奥秘带着锁链，这是我们就不要念了。
I was going to read several verses in chapter 6, but I'm going to skip them basically by saying that God has given us the whole armor of God. Several pieces of weapons have been given to us. The very seventh weapon, Paul says, is to pray. And Paul is saying that he asked all the saints to pray for him. So that the utterance may be given to Paul, that he's able to open his mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. And for this gospel, he has now become an ambassador in chains.
好，我想最后我们不需要念的以弗所书第三章。
But one passage we have to read, that is in chapter 3 of Ephesians.
第三节到十二节。
From verse 3 to 12.
我想这就是我今天要同弟兄姊妹交通的一个新的题目，就是福音的奥秘。
This is the new topic that I want to share with you all, the mystery of the gospel. This is where the title comes from.
这个福音的奥秘太奥秘了，我想我们今天用一个小时的时间交通不完的反正我们到三月份我们继续来交通。
Because this mystery of the gospel is so profound, so profound, we won't be able to finish it all. We'll continue it later on in the following session.
第三集我就请我们翻译给我们念嘛，我们省点时间这个第三节到第十二节。
Now, to save time, I just read the passage in English. Ephesians 3. How that by revelation he may learn to know the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the single man, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, of which I became a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him.
就是呢，特别注意十九、第九、第九节。 到第十节两节的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, I would like to call your attention especially from verse 9 to 10.
这是福音道理的一个中心最重要的一个部分。
Because this is the very center, the most crucial part of the mystery of the gospel.
福音道理可以分为两部分。
The mystery of the gospel can be divided into two parts.
一部分，那就是刚刚我们念的保罗，他说你们深知那一个基督，我知道的那个基督的那个奥秘。
The first part is what Paul says, that after you have read my letter, you should know that I do have the knowledge of the mystery of Christ.
你们念了就晓得我深知基督，什么叫基督的奥秘？我们都知道神的奥秘是什么？基督。基督的奥秘呢？教会。
And we all know what is the mystery of God, that is Christ, and what is the mystery of Christ, that is the church.
以弗所第五章三十二节讲得很清楚，保罗讲这个奥秘是个极大的奥秘，我所指的就是基督和教会。
Because in Ephesians 5:32 it tells us clearly, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
接下来他有点勉励，有点教导，就是说丈夫的那应当怎么爱自己的妻子，就像爱自己一样，做妻子的呢要尊重她的丈夫，这是最后的两句圣经。
And also Paul continues to exhort the church, saying that let each one of you, the husband in particular, so love his own wife as himself, and also let the wife see that they respect her husband.
这是绝大道理，我是指说基督和教会说的，所以这是福音奥秘的一部分。
This is a great mystery, and Paul refers this to the church, and this is the first part of the mystery of the gospel.
但是不是福音奥秘的中心。
However, this is not the center of the mystery of the gospel.
福音奥秘的中心就是第九节到第十节。
And the very center of the mystery of the gospel is from verse 9 and 10.
就是叫众人能够明白，众人就是说我们所有已经蒙恩得救的、重生得救的基督徒都要明白。
So that all will come to the understanding, which means all those who are born again, who are saved.
就是历代所创造万有之神里面的奥秘是怎样安排的，他要协助教会，协助教会叫天上执政的、掌权的，这是神百般的智慧。
So that all we have to understand the administration of the mystery which has been hidden for ages, and now to the intent that everyone would know the manifold wisdom of God, that through the church this mystery will be made known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
弟兄姊妹，我刚刚讲的第一部分，那就是教会的奥秘。
Now the first part of the mystery of the gospel is the mystery of the church.
刚刚保罗讲了没有人知道以前，但是其实现在呢，写作圣灵的启示，启示给谁啊？启示给那些使徒和先知。
Paul has already mentioned that this mystery nobody has known before, but now, by revelation, this mystery has been made known to whom? To the holy apostles and prophets.
这个奥秘是什么呢?
Then what is this mystery?
这个奥秘就是叫我们这些外邦人在基督耶稣里因信不疑，我们能够同为后嗣，同为一个身体，同蒙应许。
Now,
this mystery is that after we believe in the gospel, all of us, Gentiles and Jews, have now become the fellow heirs. We have become fellow members of the same body and also fellow partakers of the same promise.
那么刚才念得很清楚，我们从前是基督无关的。
We have read it before that we were separate from Christ.
我们在以色列国民以外的。
We were excluded from the commonwealth.
出于应许都是局外人。
We were aliens and strangers to the covenant of promise.
活在世上没有指望、没有神的人。
And we live in the world without hope, having no God.
但是如今我们在基督耶稣里吸收他的血，我们得以亲近了。
But now in Christ Jesus, we have been brought near by His blood.
所以不应该你看第一步就是我们与神亲近了，能够亲近了。
So the first part of the mystery of the gospel is that we're now drawn near to God.
过去我们都是远离神的。
In the past, we were all far away from God.
弟兄姊妹，过去我们没信主以前，与神的距离有多远呢？
Brothers and sisters, in the past, how far is the distance between us and God?
我们的神是在第三层天，天有三层，他是在最高的一层，就是第三层天的人。
We know there are three levels of heaven, and God is in the third heaven, the highest level, that is paradise.
我们在哪里啊？
Then where were we?
我们当年的以赛亚书六十四章，我不是提到了吗？我们像一只金金枯干，我们的罪孽人疯一样的把我们吹去，吹到哪里？第三层地，最深最深的那个地黑，那是阴间。
Have we not just read Isaiah there, identifies that we all wither like leaves and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away to where? To the very lowest of the earth, that is Hades.
这么远的距离，感谢神，接受耶稣基督的血。我们今天可以亲近了。
Even with this such great distance, but thank the Lord today, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are drawn near to God.
刚刚领会的弟兄给我们念的希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews 10, our brother just led us to read.
弟兄们，我们借着基督的血，我们得以坦然进到哪里啊？进到至圣所。
Now, brother, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we can come boldly to where? To the holiest.
因为他给我们开了一条又新又活的道路，从麦子经过，这麦子就是他的身体。
Because he has inaugurated for us a new and living way through the veil, which is his body, his flesh.
我们这位大祭司治理神的家，对我们天然的亏欠已经。
And also we have a high priest ruling the house of God, and our bodies are washed by pure water, and our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience.
今天我们可以应当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神的面前。
So today we should draw near with a sincere, a true heart, with full assurance of faith.
我们刚刚念的以弗所书第十二章最后的一节圣经十二节，我们因信耶稣，就在他的里面防胆无惧，都心不移的可以来到神的面前。
In Ephesians 3:12, we just read that we now have confidence and access with boldness to come before God. Today, there is no distance between God and us. It was such a far, great distance between God and us, but today, there is no distance, no chasm between God and us. We can come before Him boldly.
弟兄姊妹千万不要轻看这一点。
Brothers and sisters, never look down on this very point.
我记得去年五月份，成名会，哎呀，你看，差不多一年了，我马上五月份的成名会要开始了。去年五月份，我记得 Pittman 年长的 Pittman 给我们交通嘛，第一堂他就讲到哥林多前书的第一章的第九节。
Now I recall that last year at NDR, our elder brother, Brother Pittman, in his first session, he shared this verse from 1 Corinthians 1:9 to us, and time really flies, it has been almost a year.
他说神是信实的，我们也是被他所造，好叫我们与他的儿子耶稣基督 communication fellowship.
Paul says that God is faithful. He has called us into the fellowship of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. This fellowship, this communication with God.
他讲了很多，哎呀，我真是感动，以前没有看到，一生有交通是那样的珍贵的一件事。
Brother Pittman spoke a lot on this point, and it made me understand. I never realized how precious our fellowship with God has been.
我们现在可以同这位万王之王、万君之主，能够交通。
You can have fellowship with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我们能成为世上君王的元帅，我们可以随时随地同他有交通。
We can now come to the very king of this world, and at any time, we can have fellowship with him.
哎呀，我想到古代的这个王帝也好 ，king 也好，现在这个民主的国家，像美国，这个总统也好，主席也好，弟兄姊妹，你说我要去同他谈谈？门都没有的，像你这个普通的一个老百姓，要去见我们的总统，见这个主席，有没有可能啊？
Now, I think that even in old time, if you want to see a king, or in modern day, you want to see the president or a chairman, can you just go in and talk to him? No way. Under no circumstances you can do so.
不要说这些君王了，不要说这些总统了，就是你在公司里的老板也好，这个经理也好，董事长也好，你说我要同他去谈谈，可能也不见得你能够见到他。
Not to mention all the kings or presidents, even you in your own company, I don't think you can see your CEO or your boss, your manager anytime you want to.
哎，我记得皮特曼最后的讲了最叫我感动的，他说你就是到一个车行里去找一个 mechanic。你要去见他，你马上可以见到他吗？你还要 make appointment， 这个技术很好的 mechanic， 可能你要过一个礼拜、两个礼拜你再见到他。哎呀，今天我们能够随时随地来到这位神的跟前，我们可以同他有交通。
And the brother Pittman also said something that touched me most. And he's saying that if you want to see a mechanic in a garage, can you just go in and see him now? You have to make an appointment, especially those skillful ones. But today, as to us, we can come to God anytime, anywhere that we want to see him.
随时随地，你若今天愿意同我们的神交通一天都没有问题，他非常欢迎啊。
Anytime, anywhere, even though you want to fellowship with him the whole day, yes, he welcomes you to do that.
只要你不犯罪，只要你不在黑暗的里面，我们人是光。
As long as you're not in darkness, you do not sin, because our God is the true light, He walks in the light.
感谢主，这就是福音奥秘的 那一部分。
So thank the Lord, this is the very first part of the mystery of the gospel.
我们因着神之间没有间隔，因着我们可以随时与神亲近，我们与人之间就可以没有间隔，我们就可以与人之间，我们就可以亲近。
Because we have no gap or distance between God and us anymore. Therefore, we can draw near to Him, and thereby we can also draw near to other people. This is something for sure.
今天你与神有间隔，你与人一定有间隔。你与神不能亲近，你与人也就不能亲近，这是一定的。
Now today, if you have, there is some gap between you and God. There's something that prevents you from drawing near to God. Then, for sure, you will have the same, discord with man or with God.
我们感谢主，我们刚刚念的《以弗所书》第三章第十六节到第十二节。
We thank the Lord. We just read Ephesians 3, 11, verse 11 to 12.
我们本来都是以色列国民以外的人，以色列国民以外，同以色列人、犹太人一点关系都没有，我们是格格不入的。
We thank the Lord, we just read in Ephesians 2, we were excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and we Gentiles and Jews, we were always at odds with each other.
犹太人看见我们这些外邦人，他不知道有多讨厌。
When the Jews see a Gentile, you don't know how disgusted they have felt.
这两千年以前，这些外邦人绝大部分都是拜偶像、拜假神，绝大部分都是放纵肉体的情欲，因为他们没有律法嘛。
就在
这网络的，哎呀，这些犹太人看见是外邦人，都是远离的，远远远远的。
2,000 years, Jews tried to stay away from Gentiles as far as possible because they all worship idols and they did whatever they wanted because they were simply lawless.
连我们的主耶稣最初期打发12个门徒出去传福音，他怎么讲的？这是在马太福音第十章第七节，主耶稣说。外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚的城你们不要进，宁愿往以色列迷失的羊那里去，谁走谁传天国。
Even our Lord Jesus at the very beginning of his public ministry, and this is reported in Matthew 10, 7, he told the disciples that the way of the Gentiles did not go, and the cities of the Samaria did not enter, and you should just preach the gospel as you go and tell them that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.And repent.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们若是刚刚我们没有念，比如说第三章十四节、十五节，现在我们能够合二为一了，现在我们可以和睦了，现在我们成了一个新的人，宇宙中间的一个新的人，就是外邦人和犹太人。
We do not read part of the chapter 2, but there the Paul tells us that now both groups have been reconciled and both groups have been made into one, that is the new man.
我们刚刚讲了第一步与神和好。
Now the first part,
与神没有间隔，我们与人阉割和好。
Now the first part of the mystery of the gospel is that we now are reconciled to God. There is no more chasm between us and God, and thereby there is no chasm, and there is this reconciliation between among men.
这是新天的教会
and this is today's church.
你去看加拉太书第三章二十六一直到二十九节，这是这个圣经。
If you read Galatians 3:26 through 29.
都说你们既然信了耶稣就是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的就是披戴基督了，不分犹太人希腊人自主的为奴的是男是女，在基督里都成为一了。
Galatians 3:26, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
你们既然是基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，凭着允许承受产业的。感谢主，今天我们成了亚伯拉罕的后裔，本来就以色列人是亚伯拉罕的后裔，今天我们这些外邦人都成了亚伯拉罕的后裔，我们凭着允许，有一天我们都可以得到产业。
And if you're Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. We thank the Lord that we Gentiles were not originally Abraham's seed, but now, today, because of Jesus Christ, we have all become Abraham's descendants and heirs according to the promise to receive inheritance.
这是福音道理的一部分。
And this is
早人早已经知道了。
This is part of the mystery of the gospel, and Paul has known this all along.
你看保罗写的加拉太书也好，哥林多书也好，罗马书也好，都提到这方面。
Because in First Corinthians, Galatians, and also in Romans, Paul has mentioned about this.
但是感谢主，现在保罗更深的明白。更全面的明白，教会要叫天上之圣的掌权的，但是神百般的智慧，这是一个最最重心的福音道理。
But thank the Lord, now God gave Paul revelation, so he knows the mystery more completely, more deeply, that God wants to use to make known his manifold wisdom to all the principalities and to all the powers in heavenly places.
这叫众人明白，叫我们要明白的，要了解的，这是非常非常重要的。今天我就是把这个当作重心，同弟兄姊妹教导。
All should understand this part of the mystery of the gospel. That means you and me, everyone. And this is also the very focus of my sharing today, so that all of us will understand this part of the mystery of the gospel.
今天我们是神手中的接受。
Today we are the masterpiece of Japan.
对基督已经做成的。
Created in Christ Jesus.
什么叫接受？
What is a masterpiece?
就像一个人，他是做了一个非常非常美的、非常非常精致的艺术品。
Just a person formed a very beautiful, very exquisite artwork.
哎呀，人一看见就羡慕。一看见就是惊讶，竟然这个人能够造出这样的一个艺术品来。
So when people see his work, they are amazed and they simply admire him that someone could make such an artwork.
今天有很多的艺术品，几千年以前的人所制作的那些艺术品，我们今天叫古董嘛，古董就是。这个叫 antique， 这是古董嘛，哎呀，这钱都不得了的。
And thousands of years have passed, and we always see some beautiful antiques, and they're very expensive also.
又像一个人做了一首诗，
这首诗是非常美的，你读了以后非常感动人的一首诗。
This masterpiece is also like a poem written by someone which is so beautiful and which touches your heart very much.
所以你看了这首诗也好，你看到了这个艺术品也好，你就知道这个人是一个有智慧的人，是有能力的人，是有才感的人，对不对？
So when you read this poem, or when you see this artwork, then you will know the creator of this is a man of ability, intelligence, and wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，我刚刚为什么念这几段圣经？
Brothers and sisters, why do I read all these passages?
今天教会是神的基础。
Today, the church is a very masterpiece of God.
神不知道做了多少的功，但是神从来没有认为哪一个功是他的杰作。
God has made so many pieces of work, but He has never deemed anyone to be His masterpiece.
只有教会是他的杰作。
Only the church is His masterpiece.
只有教会是叫神最夸耀的，哎呀，最得意的就是教会。
And the very thing that God is most proud of and that He boasts most of is the church.
虽然人的眼中看了呀，你去看，诗篇一百零四篇二十三节，诗篇一百零四篇二十三节讲什么？耶和华，你所做的你好多好都是你的智慧造成的，天地都满了你的荣耀，这是人的眼中看。
In the read Psalm 104, the psalmist says that in man's eyes, God has performed so many works and so wonderful in the eyes of man.
诗篇第十九篇第一节这么讲的，诸天述说你的荣耀，穹苍传扬你的手段。哎呀，人一看这个宇宙，这个穹苍，哎呀，都在那里赞美。
Just as Psalm 19 says, the heaven declares your glory, the firmament shows forth your handiwork. When man sees all the work of God, everyone is astonished. Everyone praise God for this.
但是神并不觉得，他不由就有，一年就变，对不对？简单的不得了，六天就把万有都造好了。
But God does not think in this way, because our God spoke in wisdom, our God commanded, and it stood fast. And to create everything in the world in 6 days is such a simple thing to God.
那你看《创世纪》第二章，这里讲到人的创造多简单呐、啊，他用一些泥，一些泥巴了，泥吹口气就成了有灵的活人了。
Now in Genesis 2, we read an account of God's creation of man. It's so simple that God simply saw man of the dust on the ground and breathed into his nostrils, and there man became a living soul. So even the creation of man is not deemed a masterpiece in God's eyes.
你看多简单，吹口气嘛，他就成了个有灵的活人了。
Could you see how simple this is to God? Just breathe into the nostril of man, and he becomes a living being.
教会不是说有就有的，弟兄姊妹，今天已经没有时间交通这方面，我下个月我们再来交通。
But in the church is not like this. It's not something God spoke and it was done. God commanded and it stood fast. Today I do not have time to share this with you. Maybe next time when I come back.
教会是一般人怎么 transformation 改变变化，这个不简单啊，弟兄姊妹。
The brothers and sisters, what is the church? Church is a group of people being transformed, being changed. This has never been an easy task.
教会不是说有就有吗？ 上就是最后期教会就成功了。
Church never comes into being just by the word of God or by the breathing of the life into it.
教会就像一个毛毛虫啊，我们知道什么叫毛毛虫，都是刺嘛，对不对？毛毛虫怎么变成花蝴蝶的？哎呀，花蝴蝶又漂亮又漂亮，大家都喜欢的，怎么变的？说变就变了。变西方，我们都看见变西方，对不对？一下子哇，一样东西出来了，不是的。
This is just like a caterpillar, very quickly, but it will eventually become a beautiful butterfly. How is this transformed carried out? Is it just by the fruit of your hand? No.
今天我们就集中讲。为什么教会成为神的居所？
Now we will focus today simply on why the church has become the masterpiece of God.
我刚刚讲了，千万不要忘记我们过去是怎么样一个人。
I just mentioned never forget that who we were before.
我们刚刚念的以赛亚书64章，我们是泥巴。
I think this is what we just read. We are clay.
我们是一死，枯干的一死。
We are withered leaves.
不要忘记。
But do not forget this.
撒母耳记上第二章第七节，哈拿，他的祷告。
First Samuel, 2:8, Hannah's prayer.
神在哪里把我们提拔起来的？在粪土中间，在尘土中间把我们这些人提拔起来，你知道吗？你是在尘土里的，你是在粪土里面的。
Where did God lift or raise us up from? In the ash, in the dust. Do not forget that you were in the dust, in the ash.
你去看马太福音第三章第七节。
And Matthew 3:7，
不要忘掉了，你我都是毒蛇的种类。
Do not forget that you and I were originally brood of vipers.
所以怪不得保罗，我刚刚我没有念的以弗所第六章最后的祷告。啊！求神给我口才，给我能够长胆讲说福音的奥秘。我是为做福音被关起来的，被锁链。为什么传福音的奥秘会被锁链关起来的呢？像我今天讲的，我们过去的人是怎么样一个人？我想有很多人起来反对的。
I did not read this verse to you, but in Ephesians 6 that Paul prayed, asked the brethren to pray for him that he would have the boldness that, to preach the very mystery of the gospel, and also he would have the utterance to speak what he ought to. Why is it Paul asked them to pray? Because as he shared the mystery of the gospel, a lot of people must rise up to oppose him very much.
我们不但是泥巴，不但是一死，不但是粪土，不但是尘土，我们还是作祟的种类。我刚刚讲的马太福音第三章41和40节的时候，好多法利赛人也要来受洗，结果世界人怎么是被他们的？你们这些作祟的种类啊，谁指示你们将来能够逃脱整个审判吗？你们要结出悔改的，就是我这人以悔改的心相称的，是不是有这段话？
And remember that not only are we from the dust, from ash heap, not only are we like dried leaves and clay, but also in jam. It's recorded that when all the Pharisees and the scribes came to John the Baptist and they want to be baptized by him, and John called them brood of vipers, who have warned you of the coming wrath. So that's who we were before.
我们不是作祟的种类吗？
Are we not the fruit of vipers?
什么叫不是的种类？法利赛人假冒为善。
Pharisees, the hypocrites, these are the brood of the vipers.
自以为义。
They are self-righteous.
把自己看为了不起的。
They think themselves to be somebody, a big shot.
你看看马太福音十八章，法利赛人和那个税吏的祷告，哎呀，法利赛人，你看看。真是不得了，我怎么这个什么禁食两次啊，一个礼拜啊，我把十分之一捐给这个耶和华，哎呀，我不像这个人啊，这个是什么淫乱啊，什么盗窃啊等等啊，哎呀，自以为我们不是这样的人吗？以前
We're all like the Pharisee recorded in Matthew 18. How did he pray to God? And he said, Lord, I fasted twice a week, I paid tithe, and I'm not like this sinner who has committed all the adultery, fornication, all the evil things. You see how self-righteous he was.
我们同法利赛人差不了太多的。
There is not much difference between us and the Pharisees.
我们从前，我刚刚特别念了，一个说是第二章的第一节到第三节，这就是我们的过去。
We just read Ephesians chapter 2, 1 to 3, and this is exactly the portrait of our past.
我们不顺服神，却是顺服那执政掌权的蛇灵。在被你的心中运行的邪灵，这就是我们啊，过去啊。
Now we do not obey God instead, we obey the principle of the power of the air, the evil spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. That's exactly what we were.
我们完全不在撒旦的权势底下。
We were under the total dominion of Satan.
我不是天国子嗣，是恶神子嗣啊
！And we are not the people of the kingdom. Instead, we are the subjects of the evil one.
我们完全顺服他的，哎呀，他是谁呀、
啊、？We submit ourselves totally to him. To whom?
我们是他的奴隶，是他的奴仆，完全不在他的权势底下。
We
are 他的命令。
We are his bound slaves, and we were at Satan's disposal.
我们是与神为仇为敌的，与撒旦魔鬼在一起。
We were with Satan's rebels, and then we were God's rebels, God's enemies.
哥罗西书第一章第二十一节，去看看。
If you read Colossians 1:21,
很，你看，我们过去与神间隔的，对不对？因着信的恩行，是与他为敌的。
Colossians 1:21 tells us that there was such a great chasm between God and us, and because of our wicked works, we were enemies, his enemies to God in our mind.
那红书第一章第十节，我们不去了念。那红书先书，那红书第一章十节，说我们过去是什么样的人呢？我们就是禁绝。干了以后丢在火里都烧掉的，我们都是禁制。什么叫禁制？
每逢文天我都要唱出我的每逢叫做 Who are we? We are thorns. Thorns are to be thrown into fire.
你看看摩西，当时他80岁了，神就呼召他出来嘛，他就看见一个异象。什么异象？禁制在火里烧，但是禁制没有烧毁啊。他觉得好奇怪、啊、他要靠近去看看到底什么情况。摩西是禁制，你也是禁制，我也是禁制啊。
Consider Moses at 80 years of old when God called him and he saw this miracle that the bushes was on fire, yet the bushes were not consumed. So you and I were all bushes.
神的怜悯没有把我们烧掉，今天我们还是感谢神的，对不对？看看摩西后来成了一个什么人。
It is because of God's mercy that you and I are not consumed by fire, and look at Moses, what kind of man he has become later on.
进去不但是摩西进去，以色列也是进去，但是神没把他们完全烧掉，感谢神，他的怜悯恩典。
Now, even Israelites are bushes and thorns, but thank God, because of his mercy and grace, Israelites are not consumed.
这就是我们的过去。
This is our past.
感谢神，今天我们成了他手中的杰作。
Thank God, today we have all become the very masterpiece of his hand.
哎呀，这不是神的智慧吗？这不是神的能力吗？
Isn't this God's wisdom? Isn't this God's power?
怎么可能把我们变成这样一个人呢？
How could it be possible that we have been turned into the man who we are today?
刚刚弟兄念的启示录二十一章两段，第一节、第二节、十节到第十一节。
Revelation 21, our brother just read verses 1, 2, and verses 11, and 10 and 11.
第一次第二次就是他看到了个异象，老约翰新天新地，旧的天地都过去了，海也不再有了，他又看见圣城新耶路撒冷城，新的耶路撒冷城从神那里从天而降，就好像新妇打扮正气等候他的丈夫。
Now verses 1 and 2 is the vision that the aged John saw. He saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. John also saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband.
我想时间的关系，哎呀，这段经文新天新地，很深奥的一段经文呢，没有时间好好的跟弟兄姊妹交通了。
Now,
为什么要从神那里从天而降？
Because of the time is strained. This new heaven and new earth is such a profound verse. I don't have time to share with you today.
我简单的讲一讲。
But I want to say it very simply.
新天新地，我们要从天而降，降到哪里？新的地，新的地做什么？与基督一同掌权管理那新的那一个地。我们不知道新天新地这个地是什么样一个新。圣经里讲了很少关于新天新地，以赛亚书六十五章、六十六章提了一下新天新地，启示录在这里稍微提了一下。
Now, this is a new heaven and new earth we know very little about. Even though in Isaiah 65-66, Isaiah did mention something about this new heaven and new earth. But what we can know is that this church prepared as a bride will come down out of heaven from God, and then the church and will reign together with Christ on this new earth.
新妇打扮整齐等候丈夫，哎呀，你看看这个新妇多漂亮多美丽啊，珠光宝气的，这就是新妇啊。
Now this bride has been made ready, and she will be adorned with all the glittering jewel and the precious stones. This is the bride made ready, adorned for her husband.
没有时间去看诗篇四十五篇，弟兄姊妹，你有时间翻一翻诗篇四十五篇。从今天差不多有两三千年了，已经预言到那位王基督，哎呀，多荣耀啊！哎呀，多不得了的荣耀啊，珍贵啊！然后他的心腹不知道有多美丽呀、啊！哎呀，他的穿，他的戴，都配戴都是额配的金子啊！ 哎呀，连王都羡慕他的美貌啊，这就是教会。
If you have time, brothers and sisters, I advise you to read Psalm 45. This has been prophesied 3,000 years ago. We see how glorious, how splendid the king is, and how beautiful the queen would become, adorned with all the jewels, and also being adorned with the gold from Ophir. And this queen is the church.
为什么从天而降，从神哪里而降，降到地上？为什么降到地上？若是你去看启示录第五章第九节到第十节，告诉了我们。
Why is this bride prepared a door for her husband coming down out of heaven from God? If you read Revelation 5:9, this is the answer.
他们唱新歌说你是配的，配上可是去赎罪，这个孩子的亲，为什么？因为你用自己的血从各处各方各民买了人来归给神，做君王，做祭司，归给神，两个归给，最后他怎么讲？在地上执掌王权，在哪里？在地上，在地上。
Revelation 5:9, we read, they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God. We shall reign on the earth. Now, 2 points. One, twice, John mentions to God.Two, we shall reign where? On the earth.
好，我想时间的原因，我再提一提第十节到第十一节，第一节一直到第八节都是讲到新天新地。新天新地我还没讲完，下次我们再交通后面这一段。我们现在来看第十节到第十一节，约翰在异象中。他被圣灵感动，天使把他带到哪里啊？带到一座高大的山上，把什么东西指示给他看？圣城，从天而降，从神哪里而来的圣城，新耶路撒冷城，指给他看。
Now, because our time is almost up, from verse 1 to verse 8 of chapter 21 of Revelation, it says about this bride, new heaven and new earth. But we will read verses 10 and 11. That John was carried away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and he was shown the great city, the New Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, and having the glory of God. Her light was a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Who is she? She's the church.
哎呀，我的翻译已经把下面都讲了。那个圣城，哎呀，有多荣耀，多光辉呀、啊！他就把这个圣城指给我看，这个圣城满了光辉呀、啊。
How glorious, how splendid the holy city has become, full of God's glory.
城里面有神的荣耀。
There's glory in dwelling the city.
城的光辉像什么？就像宝石，就像碧玉一样的发光，像什么水晶一样的发出光来。这是圣城新耶路撒冷，就是教会嘛，对不对
？And the holy city New Jerusalem, her radiance was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Now, who is she?She is the church.
那从第十节一直到二十二大概七节二十八节，都是讲到那一个千年国度，这正是相反的。先讲新天新地，后讲千年国度。照理是千年国度在前面， 身平心地在后面，但是其实有很多的地方都是这样反过来的。
And from verse 10 to verse 27, the whole passage speaks of the Millennium Kingdom, and it seems there is a reverse of the order. Supposedly, the Bible should talk about the Millennium Kingdom first, and then the new heaven, new earth, the eternity. But here in chapter 21, the sequence was reversed, and this happens a lot in the book of Revelation.
感谢主，什么叫千年国度？世上的国成了我主我基督的国嘛，他要做王嘛，叫到永远启示录第十一章嘛，对不对？这叫千年国度，还要存在一千年嘛。
What is the Millennium Kingdom? It will exist for 1,000 years, just as chapter 11 of Revelation tells us that the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of God and of His Christ.
然后信天信地嘛，所有旧的天地都要被火烧掉嘛，都要被融化嘛。
And the old heaven and old earth will be consumed by fire. Then comes the new heaven and new earth.
所以最后你去看启示录二十一章最后的几节，大概二十几节吧。街道是什么？街道都是金金的。城墙呢，有12个根基，都是12两不同的宝石。还有呢，这个门，12个门呢，都是12颗珍珠。哎呀，你看看，这就是教会。
And later, if you read Revelation, continue to read Revelation 21, you will see that the streets of the city are gold, and the gates of the city are pearls, and also the foundation of the wall are all adorned with precious gems. And this is the church of New Jerusalem.
金子也好，宝石也好，珍珠也好，水晶也好，都是神的性情、性格，都是属耶稣生命的彰显。这就是将来的教会，有一天在基督里面就完成了。这就是为什么要写说教会叫天上执政的、掌权的，得之神百般的智慧。
Whether it's a jasper or a pearl or any other precious stones, all these speak of the character of God, the virtues of Jesus Christ, and all this will be accomplished in the New Jerusalem. Then we know all this points to the church.
最叫神荣耀的教会，最叫神夸胜的夸耀的教会。叫撒旦最蒙羞的，也是教会叫他最蒙羞的。
Church is the one that God is most proud of. Church is the one that God boasts about most. And also, at the same time, Church is the one that would put Satan to shame.
诗篇第八篇最后啊，
当
诗篇第八篇第一节怎么讲的？耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何等的美！你将你的荣耀彰显在天，你为着谁啊？别人的缘故，要在尊爱和婴孩的口中建立能力和赞美，叫谁羞愧啊？叫你的仇敌报仇的闭口无言。
Just as we will read from Psalm 8, verses 1 and 2. Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. Because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger, to put Satan to shame.
时间已经到了，为什么有人提这个问题？为什么神不早早的把撒旦丢在火湖里？
我还没
想太平了吗？对不对？
One of the people posed this question, saying that why did God not simply just throw Satan into the lake of fire, and the world is full of peace, free of any trouble?
有人问，为什么想在伊甸园里面还要放一棵枝子树？光是枝子树不就好了吗？没有枝子树，哎呀，要生好多好多的麻烦呢，对不对？
And also people ask, why did God bother to place the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Why didn't he simply plant the tree of life? And wouldn't this save a lot of trouble?
就留给弟兄姊妹回去想一想，为什么？
So, brothers and sisters, I would like to give you these two questions to think about why.
我们三月份将来交通
And then we shall fellowship on the 8th of March.
好，我们低头祷告。
Please bow your heads. We will pray.
天父，感谢你以上的时间。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the above time.
这个单元出于你的话，没有一句是突然返回的。
Lord, make none of your word return in vain.
感谢我们的恩主。
We thank our gracious Lord.
你的智慧，你的能力。
Your wisdom and your power.
能够把我们改变成这样的荣耀的教会。
Can transform us into such a glorious church.
我们都是你手中的工作，在基督里去做成的。为了叫我们行善，就是神所应被需要我们行的。
We're all the tender work of your hand, created in Christ Jesus, that we should do the work which you have prepared in Christ Jesus.
我们要深信你能照着我们心里所运行的大能，处处做得到，成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。愿我们的神在教会中，并且基督里得到荣耀，从今时也直到永永远远。愿主的恩常在我们的心里，祷告祈求，因耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And we are also convinced that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now to him who be all the glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations forever and ever, and your grace will bring it to pass, we pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.